Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Carol Masser. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Yeah, that could be my thinking. If you put a bubble above my head, that's kind of what I'm thinking. I'd like to fly and get away. And apparently, this past holiday season, a lot of people did fly and get away, and they booked private jets to do so. Here to tell us a little bit more about the private jet market is Andrew Collins. He's president of Sentient Jet, based in Braintree, Massachusetts, but joining us in our Taking Stock studio on this Wednesday. Thursday. It's been one of those weeks. Andrew, good to be talking with you again. Remind me and our listeners about your model, because it's a good one.
Yeah, no, we 15 years ago, almost to the month, we invented something called the Jet Card and the Jet Card business model. We sell prepackaged time on aircraft through a debit card structure. So you buy 25 hours, you pre-buy it, and it's a very flexible product, and we can guarantee delivery of a jet to you in 10 hours on a regular travel day. So you can fly in a light-size aircraft, a mid-size aircraft, a heavy aircraft. It depends on what your need is, but it's a very value-based model and one that has a lot of flexibility to it.
Flexibility for users, your clients, but it also gives you a great ability to kind of project kind of your financials, doesn't it? It kind of gives you an idea of the usage that might be coming.
Yeah. So again, having invented this model, we do a wonderful job at capacity planning and we understand it. We source from the top operators in the country. So we see aircraft costs. We know the business, as it were, inside and out. So it's a very predictable model for us, whether it's in a rising economy or one that's challenged. Because of our asset-light model, we have the ability to fly a lot of folks.
Where do you fly all these folks? I was looking at the list of the busiest airports from last year: Teterboro, West Palm, Aspen, Las Vegas, and San Francisco. Those are like the top five, right?
Sounds about right. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Is it seasonal?
It can be.
Yeah.
Aspen's actually interesting because it's kind of a year-round destination. And
used to be just
popular.
Winter, right? But now it's definitely summer.
Right. So we see a lot of that, Pim. As the winter just elapsed, yeah, you just got it. You see outside of kind of the corporate destinations, you see the Aspens, you see the Palm Beaches and places like that.
Turks and Caicos
was a big one. As you head into the spring and summer, you'll start to see the islands. You'll see Nantucket. You'll start to see the Hamptons. So it can be seasonal outside of the corporate traveler, especially for the leisure traveler. It definitely can be seasonal.
What's the split between corporate and personal leisure?
As near as we can figure it, about 60% of our travelers are corporate travelers, and that's increased over the last year and a half as the markets come back.
What happened back in 2007, 2008? You guys have been around for 15 years. Did you see a significant drop-off in your business?
I think what we saw was that regardless of economic conditions, people will always fly privately. There is an efficiency built into it, and there's a reliance upon it, especially in the corporate space. So we did see a dip. I think everybody in the space saw it. But again, because of the way our business model is structured, we had the ability to service a lot of folks. A lot of folks at that time didn't want to own an asset. So they didn't want to own a jet. They didn't want to own a fraction of a jet. But all we're doing is selling time. Mm-hmm. So it was an appropriate choice. And at the time, it was an appropriate choice. And it's really increased over time to the point where this past quarter was our best quarter in about 6 years.
Tell us about some of the equipment that you're using, because I'm looking at, you know, mid, light, heavy. I want to know what it's like when you get on the plane.
Citation Ultra. I want to know what that's
so,
like.
That's what Carol wants.
So my favorite aircraft is the Challenger 300, which is
okay.
A super mid. But
what does
why
it mean,
like
super
that?
Mid? What's a super mid?
So it's a good question. So light size aircraft are, you know, from a comfort standpoint, good for about 4 to 6 folks. A mid size aircraft is about up to 8. And then a super mid is, you know, you could probably go to about 10. Mm-hmm. And then a heavy aircraft is when you have a dozen passengers or beyond. When you get into the super mids, you get into the heavy aircraft, you start getting into price points that can be anywhere from $9,000, $10,000 an hour or higher. They can have a flight attendant on board. They can have a lot of room. But, you know, our business, about 60, 65% of it is light and mid travel. And then the rest is made up of that super mid or heavy travel.
What does it cost per hour then? So you can get these cards, right? You can get the Sentient Jet 25-hour card.
Correct.
What does it cost per hour?
Okay, great question. We sold the equivalent of about 350 of these jet cards in the first quarter. The entry-level price on an hourly basis is about $5,000, okay?
Per hour?
Per hour. Mm-hmm. And the average cost or the average purchase point at retail is around $131,000 for the card. So you can see that, you know, that was probably a 30% increase in sales for us in the first quarter over last year. So you can see with the rising markets and the rising economy, the popularity is really kicking in, and private jet travel is extremely relevant.
And the way to figure this out, though, is you've got to look at the miles per hour speed of the aircraft, because if you're buying per hour, you got to know not only how fast it can go, but also the range, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So you're going to want to know the purpose of your mission, is what we like to say, which is, you know, are you going in between cities and it's only about an hour's worth of travel and there's only two folks? Or is this something where you're taking half a dozen people across country? So you're going to look at the range of the aircraft and whether you need a fuel stop or not. And you're going to look at, again, how big the equipment is and how much that equipment costs you.
So, okay, I did some quick math. If it's $5,000 roughly per hour, and they're 25-hour cards, so 5,000 times 25 times 350 cards, that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of
money.
Can
I do that math? It comes out to $43 million?
Yeah, it was a little over $44 million, absolutely.
That's not a bad quarter. See that economics background? It's paying off.
There you go. From a revenue standpoint.
We have to run. We're going to get you back, though. Andrew Collins of Sentient Jet on Bloomberg Radio.
Taking Stock, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2014, Bloomberg LP.